Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, folks. Hope you are having a great Tuesday morning. What a beautiful day, too. Can't wait to get outside and do a few things around the house after the show for a few minutes anyway. And then get right back at it. But we are going to visit with George Fishman. George is a senior legal fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. A new report done by CIS argues that the 1993 National Voter Registration Act is fundamentally flawed and that it actually enables voter fraud and led to non-citizens registering and voting unintentionally. And there are some provisions that they would like to see put into that law to limit some of the language in that 93 Act. And we'll talk about that and also mandating states to use the SAVE system to verify citizenship for voters and registration applicants. At 11:30, we'll visit with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. We'll get the latest on what's going on in Ukraine. There seems to be some smoke signals that there's some movement. The U.S. is promising, at least temporarily right now, and put on the table Article 5 protections under the NATO agreement. We'll talk about what that means and whether or not that's already been tried once and no one seemed to live up to it. At the top of the 11 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Arnie Filko, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, and we'll talk about Sydney's Bondi Beach event, tragic event. 15 people or so killed, including a 10-year-old girl, were killed in the attack, and we'll talk about this terrorism and what's driving this and what folks in Australia are saying about this issue as well. Jerry Bologna joins us, Jedco president and CEO, and Jedco's officially launching the Jefferson Edge 2030 initiative, actually this morning. It's a long-term economic development strategy plan, and we'll talk about the highlights of that plan at 10:30. So while I was on air yesterday, I started to get some notices about some of the president's comments relative to the deaths of Rob Reiner, and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner. And we have consistently heard about, you know, the inner circle of the Biden administration not being honest with the public about the capacity or lack thereof to handle the obligations and representation of the office of the presidency. I mean, so much so we've heard about this ad nauseum, right, by both the president and the folks of his inner circles. of his inner circle. But if Republicans, and more particularly the inner circle of the Trump administration, do not call out, in my view, the immature, insensitive, indefensible, and lack of character, coupled with the lack of emotional intelligence exhibited by President Trump's reaction and statement to the tragic deaths of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, I don't ever want to hear them talking about the Biden inner circle again. This Republican is done. I'm not going to read the president's comments because I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, they're not worthy of it, worthy of being repeated. They're ignorant, they're self-consumed, and they exhibit a complete lack of class. And it is obvious to me that money cannot buy class. Blatantly obvious. Meanwhile, we'll wait to hear from Republicans, many of whom I know, who would not in their wildest dream think of responding in a way even close to the classless way that the President of the United States did. I call out those friends. I call out those Republicans. You have an obligation to all citizens, but mostly Republicans, to speak up and demand an apology on behalf of this country. Because what he said is an embarrassment. And more importantly, the Reiner family. And maybe somebody, just somebody, I don't know, Susan Wiles, somebody inside of this inner circle should say, hey, fool, they were murdered. Do you not understand the context? How difficult is it to understand the context? It doesn't matter that he didn't like you and you didn't like him. I've served in public life. Those things happen. Pull your big boy pants on. You're acting like a spoiled, rotten brat child. Get over it, Mr. President. You are not setting an example for this country. How hard is it to say that you and Melania's thoughts and prayers go out to the Reiner family? Or how hard is it to say nothing? Nothing. Zero. If you can't dig down just a little bit and show some sympathy. It shouldn't be that hard. We have people that are on both sides of almost every issue that comes up in this country. Some are a little bit more aggressive than others as it relates to their stand on those issues. You, Mr. President, should know that better than anyone, because you are as aggressive as anybody in this country in defense and support of what you believe. But you, for some reason, expect that others should not be able to engage in that same type of support of their beliefs. Obviously, you believe you're the center of the universe. You're not. You're not the center of any universe, nor will you ever be the center of any universe. And maybe that's an admission that you should make today. It would go a long way. Because the true tragedy as it relates to you is that some of what you propose makes a hell of a lot of sense, in my humble opinion. But the manner of the delivery, the manner of the execution, the manner of the approach in dealing with these policy initiatives has completely and totally run amok. People are entitled to their opinion. They're entitled to speak out their opinion without having to be subjected to all kinds of personal verbal assaults made by you. In this particular case, for me anyway, I have had enough. At the risk of sounding just horrible here, the bodies were not cold, and you're making these comments. Grow up. But I hope and I pray that my fellow Republicans, Senator Cassidy, Senator Kennedy, maybe it's time y'all stand up and say something. John, maybe there's a little quip that you can provide as some advice to this individual who's completely and totally gone off the rails. This would be a good opportunity to do so. And to the remaining Republican members in the House, maybe, Mr. Speaker, and others, somebody should stand up and say something. To send a message that Republicans, anybody in my view that's got the half a lick of common sense, is embarrassed by the shenanigans of what he said relative to their deaths. I was no fan of Mr. Reiner's politically, but it doesn't matter. I don't wish a death on anyone. And my heart goes out to anyone. Why is that so hard? If you can't take the heat, then get out of the goddamn kitchen. Move on. Because if we have another more 3 years of you making reckless comments like this in the event of a U.S. citizen, of a person living in this country, of a patriot that may exhibit it in a different way than you or I or others in this country's murdered, and we cannot understand the context of that, we do not deserve to be the president. Not today, not ever. And if this is where you want this country to go, then there is something fundamentally flawed. This isn't about winning midterms. This isn't about winning general elections. This is just about being a decent person. Of exhibiting and leading by example, of being, of having some decency. And if you can't find it in the case of murder, then I suspect you don't have it, the capability or the ability to do it ever. And this should be a moment where the Republican Party is embarrassed. Is completely and totally embarrassed. We can't just stand up and say things, nice things about victims when it works to our political benefit. That's not being real. And when are we as Republicans going to stand up and take the phone away from the president? And when are we going to stand up and tell him to cut the it out? That he's not going to get a pass every time he opens his mouth and says something stupid. Yesterday I said we may have the most ignorant mayor in the country, right here in the city of New Orleans. Yesterday afternoon and last evening, I began to think that we may have the most ignorant world leader. Because we're not able to handle the low-hanging fruit, no matter if that person is a political ally, political opponent, or otherwise, it doesn't matter. It is all about humanity. And I guess I ought to just end it right there because I'm about to lose my religion. But we'll see. We'll see the fortitude of those that are so willing to jump to the mic on so many other occasions, but not willing to stare this individual down and tell him, you're wrong. Apologize. Move on. We'll be right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right back. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jerry Bologna, JEDCO President and CEO. JEDCO is an acronym for the Jefferson Economic Development Commission, right, Jerry? I always get this wrong.
Commission.
Yep. Commission. Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know why that is, but I always get it wrong. But welcome to the show nonetheless.
I appreciate it, and I hope you had a chance to take your blood pressure medicine after your opening.
You know, there's just some things, Jerry, that you just can't let slip by, you know, and I just gotta tell it like it is and try to hold both sides of the aisle accountable when they need to be held accountable. But on to other topics. We had a great time at your annual luncheon the other day. Got to talk about a lot of really important projects that are going on. And you guys, you had talked about releasing your EDGE 2030 plan for the benefit of our listening audience. Tell them what that is and what it's about.
Sure. The EDGE 2030 is the next iteration of our long-term economic development strategic plan. And what your listening audience may not know is this plan has been a living document since the year 2000, and so many of the advancements in Jefferson Parish have really been codified in this plan. The development of Churchill Park out here on the West Bank, for example, after Katrina, when the diaspora of people all over the country, we were trying to attract folks back to the area. We knew we had to focus on schools and levee protection and insurance and beautification. So things like the beautification of our major corridors, those were all, you know, codified and started in the Edge. The Fat City, you know, the revamp of Fat City really kind of started with that as well. So this is our new five-year plan. So it's built around six interconnected priorities. And we're excited to launch this. The JEDCO board accepted this plan and approved it last month at last week's parish council meeting. Our parish council approved the plan as the official plan for Jefferson Parish. And that's an important factor because now we have everyone rowing in the in the same direction. But this is going to spell out those six priorities we work on over the next 5 years.
Well, let's go through the six interconnected priorities that y'all outline here. Sure. The first of which is industry ecosystem development.
So that refers to our strong business clusters, the ones that we know we have a stronghold on, the ones that we know people want to use our technologies and use our manufacturing all over the world. So it starts with energy. We are an energy parish within an energy state, and that's an all of the above energy strategy. We have research and development and manufacturing taking place around wind energy here at the Avondale Global Gateway with Gulf Wind Technology. We have manufacturing around electric vehicles and components of electric vehicles taking place, and then our legacy oil and gas industry. So we have lots of that energy economy here in Jefferson, our food and beverage manufacturing, which is exported all over the world. Most of those companies that people know by name, Zatarain's and Paul Prudhomme's and Crystal Hot Sauce, those are all companies either manufacturing or headquartered here in Jefferson Parish. So that industry ecosystem is really placing a microscope on those industries that we want to help leverage and build stronger career pathways.
The second, talent, attraction, retention, and development.
Well, that's really related to our workforce, and that's the key here. You know, we can compete against any market in terms of attracting a business, but if we can't continue to provide the trained and stable workforce, we're not going to be successful in retaining those companies. And when we've done quality of life surveys in the past, it's one of the areas that we do need to do better work on is creating true career pathways. People can find jobs, but not real career pathways. So we're going to focus on those industries who create those career pathways, but also working with our school system, our JP school system, which is now a B-ranked school system and making great advancements, Delgado and others, to really show the students what the careers are that we're creating here in Jefferson. Many of them are not requiring four-year university degrees. They can come out of high school and get into a high-paying career and be making six figures within just a couple of years. So a lot of that is our focus on that talent.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and I'm so glad that y'all have this in there, Jerry, especially with the local schools, because there's a lot of in-service training in some of these industry sectors that young adults can go into. Then you have your community college school, your work with Delgado and others, as well as the four-year. So it's kind of a all of the above strategy, right? Because
yes,
these pathways yep. call upon different levels of training, and there's no sense being all in on one and not being all in on all of them.
And so much of it is perception. You know, many of these careers only require a certification or a credential, something that can be done in a matter of weeks or at a community college without incurring all the student debt. And then there's the perception that these are, you know, dirty careers. You know, you're going to be outside sweating or welding or whatever. And that's really not the case. So many of these careers now are dealing with robotics and clean manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, very technical. And it's really a matter of exposing the students, and not only the students, in many cases, it's exposing the parents who are helping guide these students into some of these pathways. We try to do this directly with the school system. For example, during Manufacturing Week every year, we'll take a group of 30, 50 public school students and take them around to various manufacturers, companies like Latrim doing very advanced manufacturing, wind blade manufacturers, to just show them that these are very, very cool, you know, opportunities to work in advanced fields.
Yeah. The next one up is place-based development.
That's dealing with our real estate. You know, we have a lot of hurdles in this market. We're not like a market where we can just keep adding loops to the interstate and building out. We're landlocked and waterlocked. And so on the East Bank, for example, you have to look at redevelopment opportunities. On the West Bank, you still have some green space for development. But we want to make sure that we're taking all of our assets and really putting those into more vibrant use, mixed use. So you're starting to see that in earnest in Elmwood. You're going to see some announcements here in the next month or two around Clearview Mall being redeveloped. I know we have a very heavy focus on the Esplanade, but those are a couple of the opportunities we have to redevelop underutilized properties, making sure that we're getting them into the highest and best use, protecting our tax base and building our tax base. And then in terms of new development, it's what we're doing at Churchill Park, continuing to bring in new development here.
Jerry, is this one of the biggest challenges y'all have? I mean, you know, we have retail and wholesale corridors that have been established for a long, long time. Some obvious limited opportunities for redevelopment. And sometimes I guess we're faced with NIMBYism, not in my backyard, or, you know, citizens against virtually everything. And we seem to lose sight of, if we're not getting tax-generating businesses up and running, then individual homeowners and residents in the parish, they will have to take on more of the tax burden, and they don't want to do that either.
Whenever I speak to a group of students or leadership, young leader groups, I always hammer on that point. It's imperative that we're always attracting new business, new taxpayers into the parish, or else the one of two things is going to happen. Is there's either going to be a greater burden on the existing taxpayers, or you're going to lose services and people have to adjust accordingly. So we have to always be looking at new retailers. And gone are the days, you know, Jefferson Parish was always that retail magnet, and retail follows rooftops, and we never really had to do much work in terms of attracting retailers to Jefferson. Now with online shopping and other things taking place, we really do have to work at this retail front. And Jefferson continues to increase in sales tax. We do a very good job. And the parish as a whole, compared to many peers around the country, we've done well in backfilling some of the big box spaces that have been left vacant. But it's a never-ending struggle. We have to continue to work this every day.
Absolutely. Business climate improvements.
So we know what those hurdles are. We know that we're at a disadvantage. Our taxing environment in this state, our insurance challenges make it very difficult for people to not only live but do business here. So we're going to continue working closely with our parish, our leaders, on how we resolve some of these burdens of the insurance industry. How do we compete with better incentives and just make make the parish even more attractive to do business. The parish administration is trying to streamline permitting processes. We're trying to improve the code enforcement processes. Again, this is everybody all rowing in the same direction, and it's a good thing that we have this cooperation.
Let us get to a break right now, Jerry, and we'll come back with the remaining initiatives that make part of the EDGE 2030 Economic Development Strategic Plan for Jefferson Parish that is formally announced this morning. And we appreciate Jerry Bologna joining us to do so. We will be right back, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Jerry Bologna, JEDCO president and CEO, and he is revealing their EDGE 2030 Economic Development Strategic Plan for Jefferson Parish, and we are going through some of the initiatives, six interconnected priorities within the plan. The next one up, Jerry, is regional positioning.
So that's, of course, how we position ourselves within this region and how we attract companies to Jefferson Parish. And I would say historically we relied on Louisiana Economic Development, Greater New Orleans, Inc., our friends over there, and they do a great job for us. But more recently here, we've created our own industry recruitment department. We're trying to have Jefferson Parish get a wider brand of Jefferson Parish. Everyone knows New Orleans. They may not even know Louisiana, but they know New Orleans as a brand. And we're trying to leverage that, but develop our own brand as a destination for business. So we do that a number of ways. Our attraction efforts, meeting with site selectors and corporate relocation executives and C-suite executives, all to make our pitch, to let them know what they can find here in Jefferson, what we have to offer. We have our marketing efforts through our More Here campaign, and we're going to just continue to double down on that throughout these next 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Are we the largest parish? I think I asked you this the last time we talked. Are we the largest parish in the state still? I know at one time we were.
We run neck and neck with East Baton Rouge, of course, the seat of state government. They're typically just a little bit ahead of us in terms of population, but we are the largest in terms of generation of revenues for the state.
Yeah, interesting. I know it was nip and tuck there for a long while, and it seems as though it still is. The last is organizational effectiveness.
Yeah, and that Newell, that deals a little bit more with the internal workings of JEDCO. That's, you know, over the next 5 years, making sure we have the resources to be successful, whether that's parish funding, self-generated funding, the resources we have, the metrics we use, all of those things that help us be effective internally, making sure all those parts are in place. And so that's more internal focus than the other five.
Folks, there's executive summaries. There's also the plan, which is about 37, 38 pages. I reviewed it last evening. Very well done. You can go to JEDCO, JEDCO.org, if you'd like to download a copy and review same. I think you would enjoy seeing what they have. Jerry, I got a couple of texts here. Folks are asking about some areas within the parish, in particular Terry Parkway, saying a number of businesses have closed there and the businesses have been vacant for a period of time. Are you aware of anything that's going on in the Terry Parkway retail corridor?
Yeah, Terry Parkway is an important part of the West Bank retail corridor. There are a number of those corners that have been vacant for far too long, and it hasn't been for lack of effort on our part or the parish's part. Oftentimes, unfortunately, it's a matter of property owners or landlords who are not motivated or not willing to cut deals, and they sit on these properties for far too long. But that is a focus area for us, starting at Oakwood Mall, but all along Terry Parkway. I'm not aware of any imminent plans, but I think we'll see some movement here pretty soon.
But y'all do take these opportunities to communicate with the landowner directly, right?
Absolutely. So the way that process typically works is if we're working with a retailer or a company, they come to us and look for real estate. They may come to us at the same time they're going to their own broker, trying to identify spots to locate their business. So at the same time their broker is looking for them, oftentimes as a service, we're identifying ideal spots. It could be based on traffic counts or the size building they need. And then we'll engage with the owner of that property and try to marry them up, see where things stand or what type of deals can be cut. So we've done that many, many times on many of these properties. At the end of the day, it's going to take, though, a willing purchaser and a willing seller to execute.
We, I know, in the state and in New Orleans in particular, we have had a population growth problem. Where do we stand in Jefferson Parish at the present time? I think the state has finally turned the corner on this issue, from what I understand. How about JP?
We've been fairly stagnant. There are parts of the area or parts of the parish that are growing. Elmwood, for example, is probably the fastest growing as they just continue to add more and more living units. But from a residence standpoint, there aren't many residences being built, new residences. So we have remained fairly stagnant, and that is a focus of this plan, and something that we're going to use in 5 years to measure our success is on that population growth. Are we able to execute at a level that creates some population growth?
And do you guys track like parish unemployment? Is that something that y'all are looking at?
We typically do, and we run just slightly from an unemployment standpoint, we're typically tracking below the state average and the regional average. So we do really well there. From an unemployment rate, from a labor participation rate, we're usually higher than the region and the state. So we have a strong, stable workforce. That's one of the areas where we measure very well.
And what do you see, as from a holistic perspective of some things that you think that need some fine tuning to kind of move us on? I mean, I know there's only so much you control, right? There's a lot going on in the region. And I've always been a believer that the tide rises for all, because if we can all win, the better we are for it, right?
So yeah, that's a great point. And I wanted to take a moment to talk about last week, New Orleans and Company released their regional plan. And it wasn't by coincidence that we released our plans within a week of one another. We actually developed them in concert with one another. We were part of New Orleans and Company's plan. We had a lot of regional leaders participate as stakeholders in the development of our plan because we have our strengths and weaknesses within the region. And we know what the city's weaknesses and strengths are. They know what ours are. We don't want to duplicate efforts. So we really did both of these plans in concert with one another to grow the pie for everyone. It's not a matter of reshuffling the deck. We want to make a bigger pie for everyone to participate in.
And that force multiplier, I love that, because what may make sense in Jefferson this time for a company headed this way may not, the next one may not, and it may make more sense in New Orleans. But if they're sitting at your doorstep, it's nice to forward them on, because we all benefit in the region, right? And as long as we're pulling that wagon in the same direction.
Chances are they're going to live in one parish and work in the other at this point, or vice versa. So it is a benefit to both of us.
Well, congratulations on 2025. We look forward to 2026. As I said, I had a chance to read through the report last evening. Very well done, and congratulations on that and all the hard work that all of the economic development organizations, and I love the fact that everybody's coming together and singing off the same sheet of music as well. And keep up the great work, and thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for letting us share the good news.
And have a great holiday season. That's Jerry Bologna, JEDCO, President and CEO. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Arnie Filko, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans. And we'll talk about the Bondi Beach tragedy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.